Our next guest, you can see him on NBC's Today Show with the Rawson Reports, also the Nightly News. He has a brand new book out called Rawson to the Rescue. It is Jeff Rawson. Great to talk to you, man. I'm sorry we missed you here in Chicago.
Yes, great to see you. The good news is I come to Chicago often, which is a great part of my job, so I will definitely see you again.
I absolutely love your reports, and my favorite that's always stuck in my mind is the peeing in the pool.
Of course that sticks in your mind. Isn't that crazy? We went around to a bunch of pool, you know, on the Rawson Reports on the Today Show and in the book, Rawson to the Rescue. We tried to figure out the things that you've all wondered about, but who in the world would take the time and have the resources to check it? That's where we come in. So a lot of people wondered if there was actually pee in pools.
Right.
Obviously the old wives' tale that if you pee, the big like blue dye of circle will go around you, which is not true. So we went around to a bunch of resorts and hotels, and we had these special testers working with a certified lab, and we checked it out, and almost all of them had pee in the pool.
Every single one had pee in the pool.
Yeah, including the hot tubs, which are like literal cesspools for bacteria.
Oh, that is, don't get in a hot tub.
I know, I never want to hear. I want to go in the hot tub, but I'm like, oh. That's in the back of my mind.
You need to just like separate yourself from reality when you do that.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, your new book, it has tricks and tips for people like us, right?
Absolutely. It's tips and tricks from a little guy like me who's fighting for the little guy like you. I just happen to have the most amazing experts at my fingertips and resources and the ability to do these experiments. So we're all just sort of looking out for each other. Yes, absolutely.
And you use personal stories in there. You talk about your mother who had stage 3 lung cancer. Tell the people what you went through and how you're helping them in this book.
Yeah, people sort of assume that, you know, when something like that happens to somebody on television or somebody in my role, you know, you just pick up the phone and you magically know what to do. You magically have access to the best people in the world. And the truth of the matter is, when my mother was diagnosed with lung cancer, I was just a son who needed to get the best oncologist in the world for his mom. And I didn't know what to do. And, you know, so many of the stories I do on television and in this book come from personal experience. So what I did was I decided to make a story out of it because I knew if I was in this situation, I didn't know how to find the best doctor. A lot of people are probably in that situation, too. So I started digging. And by the way, I did find a great oncologist for my mom. And she's in remission. She had chemo and radiation and all is good. Thank God.
How about that?
Yeah. But, yeah, it wasn't easy. And what I discovered in the reporting of that was, because I wanted to do a story to help everybody else as well in this situation, was that a lot of doctors, do you know this? Listen to this fact. 1 in every 10 doctors in the country is addicted to drugs or alcohol.
I believe it.
1 in 10.
I believe it. I know so many doctors that take like 5 ibuprofen at a time. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do that on a Tuesday, but
yeah. Me too, Jeff.
But I'm not operating on people. Right. The truth is 1 in 10, and the reasons are is because think about it. We look at doctors as these idyllic, you know, creatures, but the truth is they're just human beings, and they have very, very high stress jobs, and they have access to pills. And it turns out a lot of doctors write prescriptions for their friends' doctors.
Right.
So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Their friends who are doctors. So we started looking into this, and it turns out there are a lot of doctors out there who have actually hurt people during surgeries while accused of being high. And then there's very little federal oversight. So they may lose their license in Illinois, but then they go set up shop in New Jersey, and they can go get certified there. So we give you tips in this book about the exact places to look. And it's very, very simple. You know, what I can't stress enough is in this book, I don't get into it's all practical, easy to use.
Okay.
Tips. You know, somebody who, you know, the guy, put it this way, the guy who wrote it, me, has a very short attention span. So it's like short attention span
That's
theater.
That's why we get along.
That's what
sure.
I like about it. Almost right. Bullet points.
It's bullet points mixed with some really personal stories like that. And a lot of stuff I couldn't say on television, but I can say in the book.
Jeff, you inspired me. It was, I think, after Hurricane Harvey, I think it was, where you did How to Survive Being Trapped in Your Car During a Flood. And that inspired me to buy, and we talked about this on the radio at one point too, Pete, the little hammer that you need in your car, because you never know, God forbid, what can happen. Just have the little hammer in your glove compartment to break the glass. To get. Was that after Harvey that you did it?
Yeah, it costs just a few bucks. And even if you don't have the hammer, in the book, I show you how to get out even if you don't have the hammer.
Right.
The key is, if your car is about to flood out, to get the windows down. And you want to get the windows down, even if you have electric windows, immediately when you're like, uh-oh, I think I'm trapped. Uh-oh, I think this car's not going to move anymore. Get the windows down. It's counterintuitive, right? Because you sort of want to keep the water out. And by opening the windows, you feel like you're exposing yourself a little more. But once the water is even just a little on your door, and I actually did this experiment, I'm sure you saw.
I did.
I put myself like an idiot into a flooded car.
Yeah.
Because I like to show people what this stuff is instead of just preaching.
Right.
I put myself into a flooded out car. I could not, I mean, I'm not the strongest guy in the world, but I'm also not the weakest. I could not open that door for the life of me. The Hulk himself couldn't do it because the water pressure is just too much. The window is the only way out. And if your window is closed, that will end up being, if your car will end up being your coffin.
You're done.
You need to get the window down. Yeah.
We're talking with Jeff Rawson. Rawson Reports on NBC. Rawson to the Rescue is the name of his book. The biggest response to an investigation that you did on the Today Show was the reselling of used underwear.
Oh.
Yeah. Of all the serious things we've done, this is what everyone talks about most.
Reselling of used underwear. And I know Savannah loves this story.
This is Savannah Guthrie's favorite story. Matt Lauer winces. So what happened was we got a tip from a Victoria's Secret employee who'd worked in a few different stores. And she was a whistleblower. And she said, women are coming in and they return used underwear and we tag them, re-tag them, and put them back out on the sales floor as new.
Oh, gross.
Even if they have an odor to them. I mean, she went there. She said it was pretty disgusting. They would hang it up overnight on a clothesline and then put it out the next morning.
It's just crazy. It's crazy.
I didn't believe it. I actually didn't believe it. So we set up a hidden camera sting, and we had a bunch of producers put on hidden cameras, female producers. They bought women's underwear, brought it back to the office, put baby oil on it. We held it for a week. We had all the women with wearing hidden cameras return the underwear. This time we had taken a Sharpie marker and we put two little tiny minuscule black dots on the back label, something so we knew it was ours.
Right.
We ended up back on the sales floor, but they would have no idea. And we watched at Victoria's Secret and several other retailers, like the big chains. And by the way, in the book, we name names. So you can go buy the book. We name names in the book, so you'll know exactly where it happened.
Jeff, did you confront the clerks? Yeah. I was going to say,
did you confront the clerks literally right in front of us in some cases, re-tag the underwear and put it back out for sale?
Yeah.
When you confronted them, though, were the managers mortified?
All the stores said to us, well, first of all, I should mention, we went back after it was on the sales floor and quickly bought up our used underwear so the public wouldn't buy it. The stores all said, look, we're re-educating our staff. We're going to get better. This is obviously a violation of our policies. So what did we do? We tested them again a few months later, and then we tested them again a few years later. And I'm happy to say many of them have cleaned up their acts, but because of our story, hopefully. So, like I said, in the book, we name names, and you can see exactly what retailers passed and failed and what each of them did.
Rawson to the Rescue is the name of his new book. You can check him out on the Today Show, of course, Nightly News, Rawson Reports. Jeff Rawson, great to talk to you, man, and hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
You too, thanks. We talked about pee and underwear today, I think.
Happy Thanksgiving.